Idol is a mother's selfless devotion.
Thank you, Pui Pui. Karen, 帮我翻译。
I'll translate for her.
弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, peace in the Lord.
感谢培培的见证分享，让我更加深信啊，神在每一个爱他的人身上都有美好的计划要成就。
So through my testimony, Michelle believes that God has strengthened her to believe that He has a beautiful plan for everyone who loves Him.
人睇嚟虽然有艰难啊，但你细心回望神嘅恩典嘅足迹无处不在。
The life may seem full of challenges. If you look closely, you see evidence of God's grace everywhere.
鼓励大家多啲回望，细数神喺你身上嘅点点滴滴。
I encourage all of you to look back more often, to count and reflect on the many things God has done in your life.
亦都求主使用呢一啲见证。祝福别人之余，亦都能够使我哋更加贴近我哋嘅恩主。
May the Lord use these testimonies not only to bless others, but also to bring us closer to Him.
今日母亲节，特别祝愿每一位在座嘅妈妈喺主嘅里边有主所赐嘅福，全心温柔。
Today is Mother's Day. I wish all the mothers here today all the blessings that come from the Lord. May you remain gentle in spirit.
在养育孩子的辛苦路上面，时刻都经历从上而来的安慰。
And experience comfort from above in every step of the demanding journey of raising children.
也都为未信主的妈妈祈祷。
I also pray for the mothers who have not yet come to know Jesus.
求主亲自开你们的心，让你可以经历那个恩典满满的主，祂的实在。
May the Lord open your hearts so you too can experience His fullness.
趁我咧，即係不如等我而家趁呢個機會咧，做一個小嘅統計先。
Let me take a little time to do a survey。
唔知在座當中嘅媽媽，你哋有幾多個小朋友咧
？Among the mothers here, how many children do you have？
有一個嘅舉手。
If you've got one, put your hand up。
好，唔該。兩個咧
？Two。
哦，咁啊，三個小朋友或者以上嘅咧
？Three or more。
哇，各位，我哋真係要拍手掌咧，嚟到去咧，即
係
為各位嘅媽媽鼓掌。喺今時今日呢個世代當中
，In today's world，
其實養育一個咧唔係咁容易。
Even raising one child isn't easy。
兩個三個就值得我哋去鼓掌。
If you have two or three, you truly deserve our applause.
為你哋感恩之餘，求主嘅恩手都托住大家。
We thank God for you and we pray that His gracious hand will support you.
等我攞翻個。世上實在有唔少嘅媽媽咧，值得我哋敬仰嘅。
There are truly many admirable mothers in this world.
就算咧，在座咧當中嘅每一個咧，都有值得我哋去學習嘅地方。
And even among us here today, each one of you has something that we can learn from.
作為一個媽媽，佢嘅心永遠都係為自己嘅十月懷胎嘅仔女著想。
Mother's heart is always for her children, those she carried for 10 months.
總會將最好嘅俾曬佢，總會為佢著想最好嘅。
She always wants to give them the best and hopes the best for them.
聖經裡面記載咗唔少媽媽嘅角色。
The Bible speaks of many mothers.
最為有福嘅嗰位，當然就係嗰個喺聖靈嘅大能底下懷孕生咗上帝嘅兒子，我哋嘅主耶穌基督嘅瑪利亞。
The most blessed, of course, is Mary, who by the power of the Holy Spirit gave birth to God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但今日我要同大家分享嘅係另外一位媽媽。
But today, I want to share about another mother, a Gentile woman, whom Jesus encountered during his three-year ministry.
就是主耶稣三年传道生涯当中所遇见的其中一个外邦妇人。耶稣和她之间的有一段奇特的对话，以及到最后耶稣称赞她的信心真大，并且医好了她被鬼附的女儿。
The conversation was extraordinary. And in the end, Jesus praised her for her great faith and healed her demon-possessed daughter.
我哋未进入经文之前，我哋一齐祈祷好吗
？Before we dive into the passage, let's pray.
亲爱嘅主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
感谢你带领我哋嚟到你嘅殿当中。
Thank you for bringing us into your house.
愿你嘅话
，May your word
成为我哋每一个人嘅亮光
，Shine light into each of our lives，
更新我哋嘅生命
，Renew us，
成就你美好嘅旨意
，And fulfill your beautiful will。
祷告系奉主耶稣圣名祈求。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
马太福音十四章尾嘅部分俾我哋知道。
At the end of Matthew chapter 14,
当时耶稣喺格尼撒勒湖，即系加利利湖上咗岸之后
，We learned that Jesus had landed at Gennesaret.
繼續他的醫病趕鬼事工，以及同埋咧對住一班咧法利賽人文士之間嘅一啲討論。
And continue his work healing, casting out demons, as well as engaging in discussions with the Pharisees and scribes.
後嚟耶穌離開咗呢一個嘅地方，向北往地中海海嗰邊嘅走。
Later he left that area, traveled north towards the Mediterranean coast, and
咁啊，入咗咧呢一个嘅叙利亚省推罗西顿一个咧非犹太人咧外邦人居住嘅地方。
So entering the region of Syria into Tyre and Sidon, a Gentile area outside Jewish country.
嗱，如果咧你记得头先我哋读嘅嗰段经文啊，作者用咗一节交代咗背景之后
，After just one verse of background，
佢就好生动咧介绍个女主角出场。
The author vividly introduces the main character.
看啊，嘅意思就系话你睇有个人行紧过嚟啦。
Look, it says, as if it's saying, like check out this person.
啊，呢个系一个咧妇人，由远而近，不断咁喺度嗌，大大声咁样咧叫住耶稣。
A woman appears, approaching from afar, shouting loudly and persistently at Jesus.
啊，相信冇歇斯底里咧，都咧力竭声嘶。
She was desperate, crying out with all her strength.
经文咧喊叫住所用嘅时态咧，强调系不断重复，冇停咁喺度叫。
The verb tense used in the Greek emphasizes a continuous, repeated shouting.
啊，所以咧唔怪得知门徒咧有啲无情咁嚟到向耶稣咧表示咧有啲不耐烦。
Which explains why the disciples frustrated urged Jesus.
佢催促住求耶稣咧快啲打发呢一个妇人走。
They urged Jesus to send her away.
係有啲似咧，叫耶穌你快啲搞掂佢啦，叫佢走啦，等佢唔好嘈啦。
Essentially, saying just deal with her, send her off, so she stopped making so much noise.
呢個婦人佢唔單止住喺外邦之地。
This woman wasn't even just from a Gentile region.
啊，對猶太人嚟講，佢係一個外族人。
She was a Gentile.And Canaanites.
而且咧，佢系咧系由旧约时代就同咧以色列人有唔少牙齿印嘅迦南人。
The Canaanites was a people with a long history of tension with the Israelites.
你可能会记得迦南地咧就系咧神应许俾以色列人流奶乳蜜之地。
You might remember that Canaan was the land God promised to Israel, a land flowing with milk and honey.
但同时之间咧，当地嘅人却系一班神要以色列人咧防范嘅人啊。
But its people were idol worshippers and spiritually dangerous.
点解？因为佢哋唔单止拜假神，并且会引诱以色列人离开佢哋嘅信仰，离开耶和华上帝。
Because they were tempting the Israelites to leave the faith and to leave God.
呢个妇人，佢就系迦南人嘅后裔，带住一个被鬼附嘅女儿。
This woman, a descendant of the Canaanites, came with a demon-possessed daughter.
呢个妇人，经文嗰度形容佢个女因为只鬼生活得好苦。
The text says her daughter was suffering terribly.
连佢妈妈都活得好苦。
And as a result, so was her mother.
所以佢对住耶稣讲话：可怜我吧。
That's why she cried to Jesus, "Have mercy on me."
我相信在座作为妈妈嘅都有唔少苦嘅经历啊。
I believe every mother here has experienced her own share of pain.
我冇经历或者见过被鬼辖制嘅人。
I've never encountered someone possessed by a demon.
但我哋知道喺呢个世界里边有唔少嘅事或者物系可以限制住我哋嘅儿女，将佢哋俘虏带走。
But I know that there are many things in this world that can take control of our children, that can capture them and pull them away.
今时今日最为严重嘅就系喺网上边塑造嘅一啲意识形态，无形咁一点一滴入侵、限制、掳走我哋嘅挚爱。
Today, one of the most serious threats is the ideologies formed online, which subtly and gradually invade and take hold of our beloved children.
最近英国到澳洲都热播紧有一套剧集。
A popular UK TV series, which is also well known in Australia.
呢套集反映緊早熟嘅少年人、小學生喺網絡世界當中，佢迷失嘅情況係可以去到幾盡。
Shows just how far today's precocious young people can get lost in this online world.
喺你意識唔到、不知不覺嘅情況底下
，even without anyone noticing，
佢哋已經被潛移默化，出現咗被扭曲而未成形嘅價值觀。
They are subtly shaped into distorted value system that lead to extreme behaviors.
導致極端化嘅行為模式。
Yeah, to extreme behaviors.
作為父母，特別係媽媽
，as parents, especially mothers,
見到自己所愛嘅兒女被限制、被俘虜、被折磨啊
！Watching your beloved children being controlled, captured, and tormented.
嗰種嘅苦。你又幫唔到，又唔知點幫。
Well, being unable to help or even knowing how to help.
呢一種無力感喺呢一個迦南婦人身上一定睇得見。
It's a kind of pain you can feel deeply.
所以佢不斷咁叫住耶穌，可憐我吧，我嘅女兒好苦啊。
That's why she cried out again and again, "Have mercy on me, my daughter is suffering terribly."
我哋所認識嘅主耶穌，佢係一個滿有憐憫嘅主。
The Lord Jesus we know is full of compassion.
聖經不斷記載佢點樣顯出佢嘅大能嚟到醫治、釋放、拯救佢所愛嘅人。
The scripture constantly shows how he used his power to heal, free, and save those he loved.
连作者马太跟住嘅篇幅啊，都记载住耶稣医好咗唔同嘅病人。
Even Matthew, in the following passages, records how Jesus healed many and showed compassion for their hunger.
并且怜悯佢哋嘅祷福。
Yeah.
但系点解对住呢一个迦南妇人却系有啲唔同咧
？But why did Jesus treat this Canaanite woman differently?
这个妈妈的举动，耶稣的第一个反应是没有反应。
When this mother approached her, his first response was no response.
23节指出，耶稣一句话也不回答。
Verse 23 says he did not answer her a word.
不止这样，跟着的对答不单止令到人觉得耶稣有些拒人于千里之外。
Then when he finally responded, his words felt cold and distancing.
佢更加用到小狗，好似系一啲好唔友善嘅一个形容嚟到回应呢一个外邦妇人。
He even used an illustration using dogs, which seemed really unfriendly and even offensive.
确实系有啲令人摸不着头脑啊。
His response is really difficult to understand at first glance.
但系呢个妇人，佢系冇因为咁而退缩、放弃，或者好似被冒犯而发脾气。
But this woman didn't back down, give up, or get angry at being ignored or offended.
佢一而再、再而三不停咁去叫，仲身体力行走到耶稣跟前跪低，求耶稣帮佢同佢个女儿。
She cried out again and again, and even walked up to Jesus, knelt before him, and pleaded help for her daughter.
呢个完全系因为佢对自己嘅骨肉不变嘅爱，纵然佢个女啊变成点样样，佢仍然不离不弃，不。断揾机会、揾方法嚟到去救佢个女。
She did this because of her unwavering love for her own child. No matter how far her daughter had gone, she would not abandon her. She kept looking for ways and chances to save her.
我深信在座当中嘅妈妈，无论你有几多个仔女
，I truly believe that every mother here, no matter how many children she has.
你都会对自己每一个生出来的都有无穷无尽的爱，
You still hold an immeasurable love for each one of them.
是没有东西可以比美，连自己所有啊都可以为了子女豁出去，没有计较地为子女放低，纵然他变成怎样。
There's nothing that can compare to your love. You would give everything for your children, holding nothing back, no matter how they turn out.
这种的爱实在是要我们成为了妈妈之后，
This kind of love is only something we can begin to understand once we become mothers ourselves.
才会更加明白，更深地体会得到。
That's only something we can appreciate after we becoming mothers.
我对乐的妹妹曾经是边青。
My younger sister used to be a troubled youth.
她很不喜欢回家。
She hated being at home.
是我妈妈流着泪地将她送入女童院。
So my mom, through tears, personally brought her to a girl's home.
你可以想象得到我妹有几憎我阿妈。
You can imagine how much my sister resented her at the time.
但当佢做咗妈妈之后，佢对我妈妈嘅态度有180度嘅转变。
But after she became a mother herself, her attitude towards my mom completely changed.
佢以前系好唔愿听我阿妈电话嘅，即系我阿妈打俾佢嘅时候。
She used to avoid even picking up my mom's calls.
但今日的他是会带着个仔主动经常约我妈妈和我细佬弟妇喝茶直落。
But now she often brings her son to visit mom and even go yum cha and hang out with her and my younger brother and sister-in-law.
当然呢，有人会觉得一个妈妈在饭桌上面呢所显出来的爱呢就更加淋漓尽致啊。
Some people say that a mother's love is the most visible at the dining table.
因为通常咧，佢哋咧会咧好中意煮到去咧满汉全席咁嘅。
She loves preparing a full feast。
但系到佢食咧，又好神奇咁，就好似剩翻送头送尾。
But when it's time to eat, somehow she always just end up with the scraps。
我妈妈咧好中意咧整鱼做晚餐嘅。
My mom often made fish for dinner。
但系佢咧就会咧拣鱼头鱼尾食。
She would take the head and tail for herself。
你以為最滑最正的綿珠燈肉魚尾肉啦，唔係啊，佢會俾曬我哋食。
You'd think she'd want the tender cheek or the tail meats, but no, she gave those to us.
跟住佢就好 enjoy 咁喺度選骨，然後同我哋講佢好中意食。
Then she'd happily chew on the bones and say, "I love eating this part."
啊，食嘢都事少啊，由 B B 開出世開始，點樣唔介意走曬樣、走曬身形，冇得瞓、冇得食、冇得玩，做唔到自己想做嘅嘢都唔緊要。繼續堅持，就是要養好由自己的肚出來的骨肉。
And that's just food. From the moment a baby is born, a mother sacrifices her appearance, her figure, her sleep, her meals, her freedom, her dreams, and none of it seems to matter. She just keeps going, determined to raise a child that came from her own body.
弟兄姊妹，各位朋友
，Brothers and sisters, dear friends，
我想話呢一種。天生为儿女牺牲的爱
，this natural sacrificial love，
圣经俾我哋知道系因为我哋照住神嘅形象做嘅。
The Bible helps us understand that this all came from God because we are made in the image of God。
我哋系似神
，we reflect Him。
我哋所相信嘅神系一个点样嘅神啊？
What kind of God do we believe in?
佢就喺十字架上边终极彰显呢一种为佢嘅儿女无条件全然牺牲嘅爱。
He is one who ultimately demonstrated this kind of sacrificial love for his children on the cross.
为嘅就系要将佢所爱嘅儿女从罪、从黑暗嘅捆绑当中拯救出嚟。
To save his beloved children from sin and darkness.
当我哋望住十字架
，When we look at the cross，
我哋就会明白呢一种天生愿意为儿女牺牲嘅爱系点样嚟嘅。
We would understand where this natural sacrificial love came from.
圣经话：我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
The Bible says we love because God loved us first.
第二点我想分享的就是这个妈妈 佢嘅苦心，以及对住佢个女嘅爱心，喺主耶稣面前转化为莫大嘅信心。
The second thing I want to share is how this mother's long suffering for her daughter transformed into a great faith when she came to Jesus.
点解佢对耶稣咁有信心，知道耶稣一定可以救到佢个女啊
？Why was she so confident that Jesus could save her daughter？
以前冇网页，更加冇得上网查揾个名医啦。
There was no yellow pages back then, certainly no internet to search for a famous healer.
当时靠口传人的见证，可能是亲身经历，可能是眼见为证。
People relied on word of mouth testimony from those who had seen or experienced Jesus' power.
马太福音14章35到36节呢，给我们知道耶稣大能的作为，全遍周围地区，大批大批的人都会因为他一出现就蜂拥而至。
Matthew chapter 14, verses 35 to 36, it tells us that the news of Jesus' miraculous works had spread far and wide. Crowds would rush to him the moment he appeared.
这个妇人相信是因为听到这些风声，所以她一知道耶稣出现，就把握机会扑倒去到耶稣面前，为了她病的女寻求帮助。
This woman likely heard those reports, and once she knew Jesus was nearby, she seized the opportunity. She threw herself at his feet and pleaded for help for her daughter.
不过从她对耶稣的称呼可以见到，她对耶稣的认识不只是一个能够医病驱鬼的人，她比犹太人更加认识主耶稣她属天的身份和使命，并且相信。
But from the way she addressed Jesus, it's clear that she didn't see him as a healer or miracle worker. She had a deeper understanding of who he was, greater than even many Jews. She believed in his heavenly identity and mission.
她一起手就称耶稣是大卫的子孙。
She began by calling Jesus the son of David.
这个称衔呢，正正预表着一个以色列人一直期待已久的救主基督弥赛亚，一个上帝所拣选的受膏者、拯救者。
A title that points directly to the long-awaited Savior, the Messiah promised to Israel. He's the anointed one chosen by God to redeem his people.
而耶稣的第一个回应就是带出他只是为了他个人的使命。
Jesus' first words to her clarify his mission.
并且佢讲得好清楚，佢唯一嘅对象就系以色列家迷失嘅羊。
He said he's been sent only to the lost sheep of Israel。
就算佢差遣十二个使徒出去，都好清楚咁交代呢一个方向。
Even when he sent out the 12 disciples, he instructed them to go only to the lost sheep of Israel。
呢个外邦妇人因为自己唔系以色列人，佢冇因为咁样样而退缩。
But this Gentile woman didn't back off.
反而咧锲而不舍，继续坚持，仲走埋耶稣面前跪住拜佢，话主啊，帮助我吧。
Instead, she persisted. She came closer, knelt down, and worshipped him, crying, "Lord, help me."
耶稣跟住嘅回应就更加令人摸不着头脑。头先讲到，感觉好似好唔友善啊！佢直接即系有啲似系将呢个嘅妇人嘅身份等同于小狗。
Jesus' next reply seemed even more difficult to grasp. He compared the Gentile woman to a dog.
如果以一个华人与狗不准内进的概念去看这个形容，的确好像有点冒犯的感觉。
If we understand this using the idea of racial slurs like no Chinese or dogs allowed, then it certainly feels very offensive.
但如果你用今日很多人当宠物是怎样，他的另外一半、朋友甚至生命的一部分的时候，你又可能又有另外一个体会或者感受。
But in today's context, where many people consider their pets as companions, even families, then this metaphor might feel a bit different.
但无论如何，耶稣并不是要用小狗这个的类比来到奚落这个妇人，要她知难而退。
Still, Jesus wasn't trying to mock or reject her with this comparison.
因为我们要明白，神救恩的历史确实是由神和亚伯拉罕以及他的后代所立的永约开始。
We need to understand the context of salvation history. God's covenant began with Abraham and his descendants.
亚伯拉罕的后裔确实拥有这个先决条件，在应许之下成为了神的儿女，而犹太人以外的外邦人却是缺乏了这个关系。
The children of Israel had the prior claim to be called the children of God under promise. Gentiles, by contrast, didn't have that relationship.
冇錯，耶穌好清楚指出，佢嘅使命係嚟要將救恩呢個餅帶俾嗰班稱為神嘅兒女嘅以色列人。
Yes, Jesus made it clear that his mission was to bring the bread of salvation first to the children of God, the Israelites.
呢個外邦人唔明白耶穌所要帶出嘅呢個重點。
But this Gentile woman understood his emphasis.
就係屋企家裏邊嘅優先係恰當嘅做法。
That it's right for a household to feed his children first.
但佢唔單止認同耶穌，佢更加帶住信心，有智慧咁對正回應，最後為佢個女兒帶嚟真正嘅釋放。
She didn't argue with him. She agreed, but with great faith and wisdom, she responded in line with his teaching.
呢個婦人深信耶穌係帶住基督尼賽亞嘅身份，佢聽聞並且相信佢嘅能力。
She believed deeply that Jesus bore the identity of the Messiah.
佢並且咧相信佢嘅能力係可以幫到救回佢個女啊。
She had heard and she believed that he had the power to save and to help and save her daughter.
佢更加明白並且承認自己卑微嘅身份，所以佢願意用一個謙卑嘅心懇求呢位拯救人嘅主，容讓一個外邦外族嘅佢至少都可以間接地得到呢少少嘅。
She also knew and accepted her lowly status, and that's why she humbled herself and pleaded for the Lord's mercy that even someone like her might receive just a crumb from his table.
耶稣点解称赞佢嘅信心真大啊？
Why did Jesus praise her for having great faith?
因为佢相信就算净系得少少嘅饼碎，只要喺主耶稣嘅手，只要佢愿意就可以佢就可以咧为呢一个嘅妇人带嚟莫大嘅恩典。
Because she believed that even just a crumb from Jesus' hand, if he was willing, could bring an enormous blessing into her life.
因为佢所相信嘅耶稣所带嚟救恩嘅广阔，佢能力嘅无边际、无穷尽，系可以多到写出嚟，而呢啲写出嚟嘅，就算只系少少落喺佢嘅身上，都已经足够帮到佢个女。
She believed in a Jesus whose salvation is wide-reaching and whose power is limitless. His abundance could overflow, and even just a little overflow was enough to help her daughter.
你见唔见到呢一个妈妈对耶稣嘅信心有几大啊？
Do you see how great this mother's faith in Jesus was?
你又见唔见到佢愿意将佢嘅苦心、佢对女儿嘅爱转化为对耶稣嘅信心，从而带嚟嘅祝福啊？
Do you see how she transformed her long-suffering and love for her daughter into unwavering faith and how that brought about a blessing?
这个妇人一开始好像头头碰壁，她没有因为这样样的就沮丧。
At first, it seemed like this woman hit a wall, but she didn't lose heart.
她一开始只是听闻，她仍然坚信这个满有能力的主耶稣，就因为这样样到最后，她的信让她亲身经历。
Though she had only heard about Jesus, she still believed that he was powerful. And because of that faith, in the end, she experienced him personally.
经文说，在一刻间就拯救了她受苦的女儿，将她从黑暗的捆绑当中释放出来。
The scripture said that in that very hour, her suffering daughter was delivered, freed from the chains of darkness.
只要这个天地万物的主宰，满有能力的主耶稣，他不吝惜所赐下的恩典，就算只是小小的一碎块，他都可以使用拯救到底。
As long as the Lord of heaven and earth, our powerful Jesus, is generous with his grace, even the smallest crumb can be used to save completely.
这个不是正正马太这个作者在前后不断想强调的一个信息吗？
Isn't this the exact message Matthew keeps emphasizing?
如果你有圣经在手，当你翻前睇后，你会见到耶稣行咗乜嘢神迹啊？
If you have your Bible, flip back and forth, what miracles do you see Jesus performing?
我哋未必有时间而家嚟到去睇晒，但系当你掀开，你睇到标题嘅时候，你就会知道。
We might not have time to read them all now, but just look at the titles.
14章五千人吃饱。
In chapter 14, Jesus fed 5,000.
15章之后四千人吃饱。
In chapter 15, 4,000.
我想话能够喂饱五千人、四千人，唔系人所安排嘅任食自助餐。
Let me tell you, those crowds weren't fed by an all-you-can-eat buffet arranged by men.
而系好少嘅饼、几条嘅鱼，微不足道，但系却系因为喺主耶稣嘅手当中，令受喂嘅人有估唔到嘅饱足。
They were fed with just a few loaves and some fish, almost nothing. But in Jesus' hand, the result was unexpected and overwhelming abundance.
我以前咧好中意同人哋讲，神爱我哋，并且佢为我哋嘅生命有一个奇妙嘅计划。
I used to love telling people God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
呢个系全福音用嘅四律当中嘅第一点，我好中意，并且深信。
That's the first point of the four spiritual laws, and I really liked it and believed it.
但神俾我有唔同嘅经历之后，今日嘅我更加中意讲。
But after going through different experiences with God, today I prefer to say,
神好爱我哋，佢好愿意赐俾我哋一个丰盛嘅生命。
God loves us and truly desires to give us an abundant life.
一个只要我哋愿意将自己放喺主耶稣嘅手当中，就能够经历得到一个被佢所改变、更新、丰盛嘅生命。
A life that if we're willing to place in Jesus' hand, we'll see transformed, renewed, and made rich in Him.
你愿意好似呢个母亲咁听闻、相信，再让主耶稣带你亲身经历吗？
Are you willing to be like this mother who heard, believed, and then personally experienced Jesus?
让我哋一齐低头啊，祈祷啊。
Let us pray.
主啊，你实在是一个奇妙的主。
Lord, you're truly amazing.
你都是一个清楚知道我们所面对不同境况的主。
You are the Lord who knows exactly what each of us is facing.
感谢你将我们圈在你救恩的圈当中。
Thank you for bringing us into your circle of salvation.
叫我们在从黑暗的权势当中被你所救赎。
To redeem us from the power of darkness.
求你帮助我哋。
Help us, Lord.
经历你丰盛嘅大能。
To experience your abundant power.
使我哋对你嘅信心不但不变。
And may our faith not only remain.
更加能够不断咁被你所建立。
But continually strengthened by you.
祷告奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.